It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. Good morning. I'm hoping if you're up right now, you're getting ready, you're getting stuff happening, you know, getting your day going, and maybe you're looking through your laundry and you're like, you know what? I gotta do some laundry. Because guess what? I need to do some laundry. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get these photos to Liv. We'll put them up on our Instagram story in just one second. I need somebody here that listens to the Joe and Alex show to let me, maybe my wife Lindsay too, come over this afternoon or evening, and I've got to do about probably 4 or 5 loads of laundry. I will compensate you, though. We'll make this a fun event. We'll hang out together. I'll order pizza or some food, whatever you need, because there's an issue that they have yet to be able to solve at my house, where it is just backing up water. Thank the Lord it's not doo-doo, but the water, it just floods our basement, so we can't even do a load of laundry. I am out of clean laundry. This is my last pair of clean underwear. This is my last pair of socks. I'm in dire straits.
Why wouldn't you just go to the laundromat?
Well, I don't really want to do that, so I was thinking maybe, you know, like a Joe and Alex show listener, you listen to the show, you've always been like, hey, you know, I'd love to hang out with them sometime. Boom. Perfect opportunity right now for us to all to get together, hang out, maybe we play some board games. I'm down with a little
So you'd little rather game. Position yourself to go into a stranger's house that you don't know, where they lock the door behind you, you've never been there before, you don't know what they're like, and then just take the chance that they're not going to do anything shady?
I don't know what show you listen to, but that doesn't sound like a Joe and Alex show listener to me.
Who knows?
Okay, you got to quit with the worry, because life's not about worry. It's about having fun and trusting people.
Well, when you are around Alex so much, life is about paranoia.
Oh, for sure.
It's being proactive and knowing your surroundings and not putting yourself in a situation something could go bad.
I 1,000 agree. I agree with you, Alex. But before I really knew you, I would be like, oh, no, it's fine. But now I think that everyone is out to murder me.
Yeah. Also, that grosses me out. That grosses me out, too, to go into somebody's house I don't know. First of all, eating food of someone I don't know, but also doing laundry where I'm supposed to have clean clothes in a house I don't know. The whole thing just...
But that's you, though. You have, a big hang-up with pretty much anything. My mind explodes thinking of what you think is normal and okay and things that you find disgusting and gross. I mean, whether it's food or anything,
it could be disgusting.
You are so extreme with it. Remember, that it can't be normal.
You don't know what their house looks like before you go in. What if you get in there and it's filled with cockroaches and you're doing your laundry?
Well, as long as there's no cockroaches leaving with me tonight. 833-JOE-ALEX. I really do need to come over and do about 4 to 5 loads.
4 to 5.
I haven't been able to do laundry.
Why wouldn't you ask us first?
Well, I don't really want to go to your guys' places.
Oh, okay.
Liv, we know, has actively had cockroaches, at least in the past.
Yeah, exactly. See, Liv is somebody, and then behind closed doors, she's got some shady living situations.
I don't even do laundry at my own place. I do it strictly at my boyfriend's place,
And I don't even think Porkchop has running water at his place, so who knows?
I paid my water bill.
We're going to have to go out to the creek and beat it with a rock.
I will also say, Alex is probably traumatized because I remember when she went to that person's house and they took out a pizza with a dirty t-shirt.
Oh my God.
That is the most appalling thing. I think about that probably at least twice a week.
See, that person was using dirty laundry to cook with.
Yeah, that is disgusting. Because
what happened was, these people I know tried to set me up on a blind date thing. So this is why, by the way, I'm not looking forward to dating at freaking all. I'm so mad that I have to do this again. Because the last time this happened, I was set up with somebody's friend. I go over there, and it's the four of us together, and these people that own the house take out the food of the oven with one of their dirty t-shirts that was sitting on the counter.
Okay. Listen, I got to get it back on me doing the laundry thing here, because now people are going to be grossed out. That's not going to be happening. My laundry is clean. It's just dirty. There's nothing gross on it. And, I mean, we can do anything. You want to do Chinese? We can do Chinese. I know I sound desperate here, but I really need some help. Just one person. Let me come over.
One person that will be accepting of Joe's skid mark underwear into their home.
I use so much toilet paper, I probably have clogged the toilet, and that's why we're having a drainage issue now, because I wipe my booty. Okay? Let me just throw that out there. I get yelled at by my mom when I used to live at home, by my wife now that I use too much TP.
Did you know that legally we're not even allowed to go into a listener's house? Even with people that we work with. Because I've thought of Halloween before. I came up with the idea. I brought it to the company. I said, I would like to find the most haunted house in the city, go there and broadcast the show from there. Someone that says, there's ghosts, there's weird activity, whatever. They ran it through our insurance, all these different things, and we can't legally do it because it could put us in such a dangerous situation. We're actually legally not allowed to.
All right, hold on. Is this Shayna?
Yes.
Hey, okay. Have you killed anybody?
No, I have not.
A little bit of a delay there. A little bit of a delay.
You ever used a dirty t-shirt to take out a pizza of the oven?
No.
Okay. Wow.
So are you offering up your place?
Yes, I am.
All right. Roughly where are you living at? Just give me an idea.
I live down in Greenwood.
Okay. Well, this is, you know what? If I want it, I got to drive, I guess. Do you have like a high capacity? Like how many loads can we get in tonight?
Depends on how long you will be at the place. But I mean, I can do 5 loads of laundry in a few hours.
Whoa. Okay. That's what I'm looking at.
You're going to drive 45 minutes to do laundry instead of just doing it down the street at a laundromat?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I mean, do you have cable? What do you got?
Oh my gosh.
I don't have TV, but you can bring your dogs over and play.
She doesn't even have TV.
Out in the yard.
She lives in a shack.
Hold on, she invited Benny and Paddington over.
Aww. Yeah, now Shayna, you can't trust her.
That's sweet. Do you have any dogs, Shayna?
I do. I have 2 dogs.
Okay, you just need to be aware of Joe's dog's energy level.
They are next level.
Next level. They are extremely extra. Very cute, very sweet, just very extra.
Why don't you have TV? Are you Amish?
No. I don't have a TV. I don't feel like paying for cable. I never
Do you have
felt
Netflix?
Like spending the money to buy a TV.
Do you have Netflix?
Yes.
Okay, see, I don't have cable at my apartment.
She doesn't even have a TV.
Yeah, well, we can Netflix and chill around your phone. That's cool.
No, what? Joe.
See, now he's not. See, this is exactly what Joe does. Not only is he going to come over to manipulate your laundry room, he's going to come over and take over your whole house. He wants to eat your food and he wants to watch your TV, too. See, now it's expanding into a 5-hour ordeal.
No. What time can I get there tonight? Like, what are we thinking?
Well, I get home around 5 after work.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Okay, you hang on. We'll get the address, and I'll be there waiting for you because I hate traffic, so I'll be there before then.
If this is serious, okay. Like, oh my gosh.
What do you guys
You're both idiots. She's an idiot for letting you come over. You're an idiot for going to her house.
Porkchop, why are you laughing? You have to go with him to videotape.
Hey, no.